The Strip, suburban Disney. If trash were treasure, then landfill would be King Tut's tomb. As it is, we're not extinct just yet. The Strip of all-night neon and giant golf tees has the frenzy and scale of Mission Control at -5. But this place isn't going anywhere. Desperation is the art form here. A land of walk-in oranges and 50-foot teddy bears, where imagination somehow runs dry and then wild. A kiddie Vegas showplace turned inside out and left to grow gargantuan in the fallout from some NASA nuke. An economic Darwinism with no horn locking, just endless display. Consumerism so exuberantly rampant that I don't even mind it. I can't even notice it. There's no real world to compare it to. One big midway of a town, all road and no destination. An endless boardwalk, a very long pier. And like a boardwalk, don't worry about running out, because there's at least two of everything. Magic kingdoms are a given, but I'm interested in the wrong side of their tracks. Too family-oriented to be a red light district, more like a green light one, flickering eternal. The old-time Main Street multimedia of bust-a-hump hucksterism, with 24-hour mini-golf grottos and corn poppers next to the Coke machines. Not like the slick shopping mall mousetraps up north. Here they have their guts laid out on blankets along the sidewalk, so to speak. To me, the best deal isn't getting what you paid for. It's just knowing what you'll get.